Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm always going to let that song play out. Beastie Boys is always going to play out. Welcome back to the huddle. Real quick on the Cities One Plumbing Talking text line, got a text about some people not excited about the Correa signing. Twins spending a bunch of money to sign a player to have the same mediocre team they had last year. Until they start to spend money on pitching, they are going nowhere. This is a very popular refrain every year. Maybe this person sent the exact same text 5 years ago. It's certainly possible. Anyway, time for the fast break, and here's Charlie.
Well, yes, here I am. We'll have a fancy new open next week.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
for
we're
that.
Working. I'm very excited. Gonna totally retool the segment.
I can make one for you right now.
Yeah,
Charlie.
I want some, you know, shotgun noises and some explosions. Yeah, I want the whole nine yards in here. All right, who are we starting with this week, man? I don't even know. We'll start with Dave.
We'll go to Pete. I'll defer Pete. To Pete this week.
Okay,
Pete
go
first.
No.
Oh, you don't want to go first? Okay, I'll go first.
Oh, man. All right, Dave. I want to make note. I started writing this at halftime of the Jaguars game.
Wow.
So you know, take that as it is. Trevor Lawrence had four interceptions in the first half of that Jaguars playoff game against the Chargers last night, and then of course, as we know, he ended up having a pretty good second half. Jaguars came all the way back, third biggest comeback. Mm-hmm. So you know, ignore that for now, and I'm just going to plow ahead with the question anyway. What's the worst playoff performance that you can remember out of an athlete? Doesn't have to be football. Could be absolutely any sport. Is there something that sticks out in your mind as a horrible playoff performance, which,
oh man,
luckily for Trevor Lawrence, he avoided it.
He did avoid it. I will this is great. There's I'm trying to think of the Vikings. Probably so. I'm going to go back 5 years just because I've been thinking a lot about the miracle this week, the Minnesota miracle, mm-hmm. Minneapolis miracle, whatever you want to call it. I'll say the offense in general, and because Case Keenum was at the helm of it, Case Keenum and the offense's performance against Philly the following week in the NFC Championship game, that was hideous.
Pete, you got anything fun? What bumped out to me there when you said Case Keenum? How about that Joe Webb game in Green Bay?
Oh man, I do remember that. That's a great one. I was at that game. Whew, he was bad.
Fortunately, I missed it, but yeah. You know what? It's so much easier, isn't it, to remember the big games that people just absolutely outperform versus the non-performance. But I will tell you guys this, as you probably know, and everybody's been talking about it, but this actually does extend Trevor Lawrence for his consecutive games won on Saturdays. So that was pretty amazing. 27-0.
Well, he was very good. Yeah,
I'm very happy that you know, the bad performances aren't remembered from all of us underperformers out there. That makes me feel better about all of my underperformances over the years. Pete, we'll go to you here for question number two. It's officially the end of the season. 20 teams in the NFL are done playing for the season. Of those teams, five of them currently, it might be six after the Chargers game, but five of them have head coach openings. That's the Carolina Panthers, the Houston Texans, Arizona Cardinals, Indianapolis Colts, and the Denver Broncos. some of the bigger names attached to those jobs. You got Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh is in, being talked about for a couple of them. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, not the Gophers basketball head coach, different Ben Johnson. Former Saints head coach Sean Payton might be looking to get back into it. And every year you hear the name Eric Bieniemy of the Chiefs, the offensive coordinator, has been talked about for a lot of jobs. Give me your best coach and team match for the teams that need a head coach.
Good question.
You know what? I love that question. And my brother and I on the Rebel's Edge actually had this exact discussion the other day. I think it was on Thursday. I'm going to go with the same one because nothing has changed my mind. But it would be – so Sean Payton is a guy that everybody seems to want. Shoot, they're even talking about maybe firing the Dallas coach at some point potentially and trying to get Sean Payton to come there as well. So he's a guy in demand. I like him to fit in really, really well in Arizona. And the reason I say that is Kyler Murray, shorter quarterback. Drew Brees was a shorter quarterback. Those coaches understand what it means to be under 6 feet and trying to throw the football. And I think that there's only a few pieces left for Arizona to actually put that team together again. They've been dismantled. They were pretty bad this past year, but if they can trade around a little bit with that very high draft pick they've got and pick up a couple of offensive linemen along with Sean Payton to be the coach, I think they could be a playoff team next year. So that's the group I'd put together right there.
I'll say the same team because I like Arizona. I think that's – Pete, I think you'll agree with – we agree on that one, that in terms of attractive job openings when you got a guy like Kyler Murray sitting there, that's a great one. I've been on this bandwagon for a long time. I want to see Eric Bieniemy get a head coaching job. For the life of me, I can't figure out why he hasn't until this point. But in seeing what he has done with Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not going to compare Kyler Murray to Patrick Mahomes, but – what he can do with quarterbacks and what he's done with a quarterback who is mobile, who can improvise, and I see those two things, those two qualities in Kyler Murray. I'd love to see Eric Bieniemy get his first shot in Arizona.
All right. Two good answers, both same team. Let's move on here. Back to you, Dave. The Minnesota Wild won last night, and they've won 11 of 16 right now, putting them solidly in third position in the Central Division. And they got a couple games in hand on the two teams ahead of them. I believe that's Winnipeg and
St. Louis.
St. Louis. It is St. Louis, who are down a couple guys, but still playing well. What would you define a successful season for the Wild this year? What does that mean for this team? Is that simply making the playoffs? Is that getting a playoff win? And then what would be a disappointment?
Well, I think they have to get out of the first round this year. It's that simple. They should have gotten out of the first round last year, but it was a performance, and I think everybody on the roster would say that it was not the team's best performance. But they have to move past round one and maybe even round two. This team they're hampered, right? They have the salary cap heck for the next couple of years because of the buyouts of Suter and Parisi. But they are at this point living true to what the mantra was this year, which is veterans have to play well like veterans, and you got to get some guys, younger guys, to step up and fill those gaps. And when you look at what Sam Steele has done, pardon the pun, but Sam Steele has been a steal when they pulled him over from Anaheim. He's a number one center. He's having a phenomenal year. You've seen guys like Connor Dewar and Mason Shaw step up. Philip Gustafson, holy cow. This guy has been so good, certainly better than Cam Talbot was last year. And really all he was supposed to do was just fill the gaps for when Fleury could be there. Guess what? His save percentage is one of the best in the league right now, Philip Gustafson. And he's on a contract. You know, he's going to be, I think, up for a contract after this year as well. So I think they have to at least get through the first round, maybe to the second, and then build up from there. And then in the next few years, I think this team is a contender for a Stanley Cup once they can start spending some more money after they get out of that cap trouble from the Parisian Suter buyouts.
I totally agree with you, Dave. When I look at it, and everybody always talks about playoffs, every team, every fan always wants to see how far they can go. But the Wild have to go further. They're a better team than that. And I think when you've got guys like Kaprizov, and you just mentioned Gustafson and Fleury in goaltending, they've got the pieces to be there. They've got to get past it. It's a must thing, I think, for the Wild to do this year. And I think they've got to go a little bit further than that. I think they've got to go two. I think they've got to get that first, round out of the way. They got to get one more. And then, you know what? It's always just a matter of how does the puck start to move around for you then after that. But we've got a lot of those pieces. The fans are hungry for it. They deserve it because they've been very, very patient. Think about this. We're Minnesota. We are the land of hockey. We should have a few Stanley Cups sitting somewhere in the state of Minnesota. So I think at some point that's going to happen. I really do. And I think that they're moving there rapidly. But I think those goaltenders, I think that is the game changer for us right now. I think that's what puts us into a position to maybe win a few rounds of the playoffs.
All right, Pete, moving across into Minneapolis and the Target Center. Not to be outdone, the Minnesota Timberwolves won 6 of 7 all of a sudden, despite a tough loss to the Detroit Pistons, the bad, horrible, no good Detroit Pistons. But they've beaten a couple good teams here, the Phoenix Suns, and they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night without Gobert for most of the game, no Cat. A very impressive win for a young team. All of a sudden, they're sixth in the West, tied for sixth, but sixth in the West. Mm-hmm. What's your confidence level on this team finally maybe making the playoffs, maybe missing that play-in round?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I like what I see. I think Anthony Edwards is the superstar that nobody talks about enough in the NBA. I think the guy's absolutely amazing. I mean, he dropped 31 the other night against Phoenix. He's always a guy who seems to be able to do his end of the bargain and then it's up to the rest of the guys. Naz Reid stepped in the other night with 17 points. I like what the Timberwolves are doing right now. Rudy, I think, is finally starting to gel with the guys, and you just mentioned they've won 6, I think, of the last 7. We've got a bench as well. So I think that the Timberwolves are in a great position right now. I think Chris Finch, we talked about how long would it take for Rudy Gobert to be a part of this team to really start to gel. And we talked about, probably through December. Well, here we are in January. It needs to happen. I think it is starting to happen. He unfortunately did get that injury yesterday or the day before, but that's something that, we'll see how that works through. But I think we've got more depth than a lot of people probably think from the bench. So because of that, I think this team has a really good opportunity in front of them. And you just mentioned it, but we're in front of the Lakers. We're in front of Phoenix. We're in front of Golden State. All these great teams. And right now, the Timberwolves are ahead of all those teams. Mm-hmm. So I love what we see right now out of the Timberwolves.
And Pete's modest, by the way, because you've been predicting that the gelling was going to come, right? I mean, you have. I was off the band. Like, it's not happening. Forget it. Sell everybody. Pete has said, stay patient. It's going to happen. You're right, Pete. I'll toot the horn for you. You were right.
Always the optimist.
Right. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, Pete, I've got one last bonus question for you here. I just saw it pop up, and I thought, why not? Trevor Lawrence, obviously great. Fun game last night. And I guess I don't know if I want to say great. He had 4 interceptions, but still a fun game for him. He came back in the second half. Post-game, late-night post-game, he was spotted at the local Waffle House in Jacksonville. Where are you celebrating post-game, Pete, if you win a game like Trevor Lawrence just did?
I'm calling up Trevor and having him meet me there, and I'm going to get scattered, smothered, and covered at the Waffle House. I love that he's a guy who likes the Waffle House, too. I've been a Waffle House fan since I started with the Buccaneers back in 1988, and I still go there either Saturday or Sunday every single weekend. But after a game, why not? I mean, it's the place to go. I mean, it's right out of Tin Cup. I love everything about what Trevor Lawrence is. It's just great. I love it.
Dave, you got a special place?
I'm going to Pete's house. Did you see the picture he tweeted this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, the waves crashing, the sun rising. I'm looking at snow up to my knees. And something tells me, Pete, I don't know. I feel like you're probably a very good cook, either of like barbecue or you're a good griller.
I'm a phenomenal griller.
Yes.
I do a lot on the barbecue, and you guys are always welcome. I think we got to do the show down here, and we probably have Charlie with a little bit of video as well. We do it out on the deck, and I think we do just fine. It'd be great.
That sounds good. We'll celebrate at Pete's house next time. That's where I'm going, Pete. I love it. I love it. All right, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll finish up hour number one here of The Huddle on 830 WCCO.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.